Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I tell everybody, man, if you get a chance, go down to the Keys, man. I've been here forever. It never gets old. Never gets old. People come from California and go, hey, man, what about the Keys? I go, they're cool, man. Got to take a drive down to the Keys. And at some point, it's a slow ride. You can't be in a hurry. Can't be in a hurry. You go all the way down to Key West. You got to see it. Yep. Still enjoy it. Good morning to everybody, man. We got a lot of stuff lined up for the show this morning. Mario Cristobal is going to join us coming up at 6:20. Boy, you talk about flipping from one thing to the next from the end of spring football, the final scrimmage this past weekend, and oh, no time to rest. Today, the transfer portal officially opens again. So we got a whole bunch of free agents out there is what I'm telling you. A lot of players from every school, by the way, will either leave on their own or will be told that they're not going to be playing and leave and be looking. So that transfer portal will be stuffed the next few days with a lot of players. And by the way, some people are saying some really, really good football players will be jumping in there for two reasons, playing time and money. And boy, don't underestimate the power of cash. NIL is powerful. It's alive. And everybody, I listened to national guys yesterday saying Mario Cristobal is going to be right in the middle of upgrading this roster again, coming out of spring football and meeting. So Mario is going to join us. We'll get caught up on everything. So I guess, Woody, we got a pretty good idea that the Panthers, sitting back watching the Bruins and Capitals last night, Bruins win, they wrap up the number one position in the Atlantic, and instead they lose to the Capitals 2-0. So Panthers, who were going to rest if they couldn't, were going to rest some guys. Coach was very open about it yesterday, Paul Maurice. And I guess they go all in on this game tonight against Toronto. And, of course, the Bruins back in action tonight as well. So we're going to have a lot of hockey right down to the last game to find out who's going to be number one in the Atlantic. And if I'm not mistaken, it's still Tampa Bay or Toronto that the Panthers will play in the first round. So a lot of crazy stuff. By the way, we got some football stuff. So, Woody, I watched this yesterday, and Devontae Smith, wide receiver for the Eagles, who, by the way, I think you look at him, I can't speak for everybody, but I kind of look at him as they've got a 1A and a 1B. Some people just say he's one of the better two wide receivers in the game as a starter. Guy playing next to him has been really good. So Devontae Smith got paid a three-year, $75 million contract, $51 million guaranteed. And I know everybody in the NFL went, uh-oh, Jalen Waddle, what is he now worth if Devontae Smith, who, by the way, those guys have had really comparable numbers. If you look at them, I looked it up last night, a little surprised, a couple of Alabama guys. And Jalen Waddle is going to be up for extension. I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm really curious. Not too many teams pay wide receivers on both sides. That you just don't. And the Eagles just paid, between their two guys, a lot of money. Matter of fact, probably number one in the NFL for now. I don't know what's going to happen in Cincinnati, and they're going to have to pay those two guys if they keep them. But I just don't see the Miami Dolphins paying Jalen Waddle right now. But I guess Jalen Waddle's a 20 plus million dollar a year wide receiver. He's really good. I don't think he's the guy on the other side, Tyreek Hill. I don't. Tyreek Hill's by himself right now as far as I'm concerned. But he's going to want to get paid. And by the way, Javon Holland's going to want to get paid. Jalen Phillips going to want to get paid. Did you see what's going on in Dallas, everybody? Did you see what's going on? CeeDee Lamb, nah, I'm going to be skipping those workouts with the Cowboys. Micah Parsons, nah, I'm going to be skipping those workouts. I need an extension here. Playing on the cheap right now with this first contract. And Woody, they've got a really unique situation in Dallas, who, by the way, gets knocked out of the playoffs every year too. CeeDee Lamb, 135 catches, 1,749 yards. Just had a monster season as one of the best wide receivers in the game. Dak Prescott, whatever you think of Dak, and Dak's got two personalities. He's got the regular season personality, and then he's got the playoff personality.
So I can't imagine what radio is like up in Dallas.
Oh, my God.
That guy, I mean, off the top of my head, John, I don't know how long he's been there. He's been there a long time, right? He's got to be pushing, what, 7, 8 years or so?
Boy,
starting quarterback over there.
It has, yes.
It's been a long time, and they are so mediocre. I mean, every single year.
I know, but they're not mediocre.
I'm not saying it's all his fault, man.
I don't know
if
they're mediocre, man.
They are, though. I mean, what kind of run have they made, Joe? And it's not only that, but
they win 12 games every year, 11 win.
But they don't make any noise in the postseason.
No.
And you look at that team, and I feel like every single season at some point over the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've been like, oh, this is a Super Bowl contending team. This could be their year. And they fizzle.
Well, on top of that,
they fizzled big time this year.
They've got guys that are up for extensions, and Micah Parsons, 14 sacks. You can make an argument Micah Parsons, the most talented defensive player in football. I watched those highlights yesterday. I forgot how fast he is and explosive. 14 sacks. He wants to get paid. He's not showing up to workouts either. I guess he didn't show up last year. But they got three. You know, the Dak Prescott thing, I mean, we talk about it down here. What are they going to do? They gonna let him go? They gonna not sign him? Of course they are. You know, you just look and you just look at stats in a regular season. And I know this thing's about playoff and how you play late in the season. Dak Prescott had 36 touchdowns and 9 picks.
I know he puts up good numbers, Joe.
3-4-1, man.
For all intents and purposes, they are a mediocre team because they don't make any noise in the postseason.
Like, I don't know if that's – I know how you feel about playoffs.
It's almost
playoffs.
Like you're setting us up to be like, that's going to be us, that we're just going to win, you know, 11 whatever games a year, and, you know, that'll be all great. But you got to take the next step. And, I know that, look, they've been through coaches over there, but the one thing that's kind of remained constant
is – the guy they got's winning 12 every year.
I know, but the constant over there has been their quarterback, and, you know, it's not my market. I don't – whatever they think of him over there, I'm guessing people are probably – I finished with that experiment. But, you know, look, man, you don't have a quarterback that can get you to the next level. It's a problem. And Dak is, you know, I do like Dak. He's a good guy and all that stuff, but – you know,
Jerry Jones is talking about, yeah, this is a team, and people are going, hey, well, you say that every year, and you get knocked out of the playoffs, you come up short. Green Bay, San Francisco, somebody knocks you guys out.
It's just got to be frustrating to be that good during a regular season every single year like they are and fizzle the way that they do.
You think those guys that I just named, who, by the way, are two of the best players, two of them, and Dak Prescott numbers-wise, but CD and Micah – they're like, hey, man, sorry we're not playing better in the playoffs, but we need to get paid. We're young and we're really friggin' talented players. That CeeDee Lamb is going to be an expensive dude. They're talking about $30 million a year for him. And Micah Parsons, what do you think Micah Parsons is going to make as a pass rusher?
Well, I mean, CeeDee Lamb is significantly better than Devontae Smith.
Yes. Not yes.
I don't know if you
even
make that argument. CeeDee Lamb had a monster season. He wasn't the reason for their issues, but it's a weird team, man. Remember they had that great offensive line and they had the running game with Zeke and everything, and that didn't work.
That didn't work either. No,
they've built it a few different ways over there, and it just hasn't worked.
So anyway, that's the situation. So Devontae Smith, with all these receivers who are due to get paid, must be looking, going, wait a second, Devontae Smith. 3-year, $75 million as a number two receiver. And by the way, he's a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he is really good. He is. I don't know where you put Devontae Smith. I'm not very good at ranking players, but really good. One of the best number two receivers in the NFL. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not in the conversation for best receiver in the NFL. He's not even anywhere close to that conversation, but to get that kind of money kind of puts you in that conversation.
And I
got to
tell you,
it?
Devontae is not a whiner. You don't hear about him pouting a little bit like Jalen Waddle. Listen, man, he could whine and cheese it a little bit, and he doesn't. He just goes about his business and got a great personality, great attitude with everything going on. But, yeah, you don't think those guys saw what happened yesterday to get things going. Hey, by the way, the other story coming out, man, we talk about all the different ways you can lose in a baseball game. They did it again. So Edward Cabrera, one of the great young arms they have, comes back, and he is lights out. 10 strikeouts in 6 innings, gives up the 1 earned run, has a 3-1 lead. After, 6 innings, they take him out, and right off the bat, they give up 3. End up losing 4-3 again. Just Woody, as you said, up 3-0 in that game. Just finding different ways. Well, that's got to be 5 or 6 games where they've had the lead midway through a game and can't win.
How many games are they going to win? Are they going to win like 30 games?
No. I mean, I don't know, Woody.
They're on pace for that.
3-14 is not great. Hey, I got to say one thing. I was shocked to see against the Braves, and I know it was the Braves, 14,000, 20,000, and 22,000 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I got news for you. I'm guessing the Marlins would take that every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all year if they could. Now, the numbers have also been 8,000 when the San Francisco Giants are in town. That's not good. Hey, so anyway, we got NBA play-in as well. Lakers at Pelicans, and the big game out in my home area, Northern California, Golden State's going up to Sacramento to play one play-in game to see what's going to happen. Of course, the Heat and 76ers also going to be playing tomorrow, so we'll have more on that. We're going to have Mario Cristobal join us here. We haven't talked to Mario for a while to talk to him about his team, his freshman class, the transfer portal, and by the way, what a great marketing tool what they just did for their spring football game. Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, and Michael Irvin. Awesome. How good is that, Woody, for business? Hey, guys, hey, recruits, come over here. We like you to meet a couple of our guys. You'll see them in the Hall of Fame here. They played here. All right, we'll go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're going to be all over the place, starting with a little college football coming up with Mario in just a minute. But first, want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Never gets old, man. ED and low T, I call them first cousins. It's real. It's serious. I've had it, and you don't want to have it. And if you have it, I know you're going, I don't know where to turn to. I know I'm always tired. I have no energy. I'm gaining weight. I don't do anything. I'm moody. I don't sleep well. And, yes, my sex drive is gone. Oh, boy. That's a bad combination of things to have. But it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, even 60s. And when it does, boy, you're going, what the hell do I do now? I can't keep apologizing every weekend. This is crazy. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. It works. I had great results 6.5, 7 months ago, and I know you will too. So this little secret that you've had for a while and you're not sure what to do and that little blue pill's not working, they have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Here's what I want you to do. If you're tired of this and you want to get more out of the fourth quarter of life, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtaining a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. No excuses, man. I go to the one in Plantation, and you have one close to you. But more importantly, make the call and get this thing set up. 877-455-7300. Don't be embarrassed. There's a lot of men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s will be in that same office. 877-455-7300.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Or just visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Mario Cristobal joins us. The head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Spring football is over, but no time to rest because the transfer portal opens up today as well. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe Rose. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man, it's great to have you. And I've been saying this to everybody. Everybody's getting tired of in my life right now going, playing time doesn't discriminate. I love that. By the way, that if you're suiting up today, you have a chance. I love it, Mario. Did you come up with that, or did you steal that from somebody? I just want to know.
I don't know. I mean, as years go by, you keep kind of collecting this and that. And
I like it.
Popping your night.
Hey, so we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Finishing up. By the way, I like the team a lot. How do you feel after going through this thing? And I know everybody's talked a lot about Cam Ward. He looked good again. But overall, from what you've seen from this group, and I know you're going to hit this transfer portal pretty good, but how do you feel about this group?
Strong progress in personnel, the way we compete, executing systems, having continuity with our coordinators, just coming together from a connection standpoint, development, growth standpoint. A lot of progress and a lot more to get after in the upcoming months. So, again, just enthused, fired up because of the way that we're continuing to move forward.
Hey, Mara, I got to get into this one, too. This could be the greatest tool of all time. So you had Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, and Michael Irvin out there. So all those young kids could go, wait a second. I watched those guys play at one point. They're all in the Hall of Fame. That's pretty damn cool to get all those guys back.
It's off the charts. The energy at that alumni reunion. I mean, we had close to 300 alumni back in town. And those guys got a chance to speak, and they deliver a message that hits you right between the eyes and really right in the heart. And then really they're talking about the work. They're talking about putting aside the nonsense and the BS and getting after the work. And at the end of the day, with all the noise, these guys are hearing from their people, their mentors, their agents, their advisors. Who are you going to listen to? Those guys and what they've accomplished, or some of the bystanders making noise? It's very powerful, and it's one of those things they let them know. Either you're in as a Hurricane or you're not. So they were phenomenal.
Boy, Mario, I got to tell you, it is a different world. And out there right now, transfer portal, and as you said, the noise around them, whether it's family members, buddies, whatever other people from other programs are telling them, where something doesn't go right and guys are looking to bolt. Has it made this job a lot more difficult with those situations?
I don't know if the word difficult is the right word. I know it just brings things to light that were always there. Now there's just a lot more freedom involved and a lot, I guess, the restrictions that were put in place to create resiliency and to create, you know, education and to create just the willingness to fight through and battle and compete. Those things are off the table. So I don't know. It kind of shows some true colors, and at the same time, some other guys might make a snap decision that they might regret later. And then some other guys have the ability to make decisions that are probably best for them. There's a little bit of everything in there. It's a mixed bag. But it's certainly a different day and age. You just got to be very, you know, connected. And you also, you know, more importantly, Joe, you have to be willing to never, ever compromise your culture and the standards that you're setting for your program. Because if you do that, as it relates to any outside stuff, it ain't going to happen.
Mauro, I thought last year's freshman class, starting with your right tackle and your pass rusher, Reuben Bain and Maui Noah, how good those guys were. Now everybody's looking. It looks like coming out of spring football, you got a lot more young guys that got a chance to play for you this year from what you're getting right now from all these young guys who showed up at moments throughout spring football for you. What'd you think overall of this young class?
No, without a doubt. I mean, we had 26 newcomers on campus. They did not disappoint from every standpoint. I mean, you start with what they do off the field academically, and they were our best academic class, and they carried over to the weight room, and they had a great off season, and it showed up in spring ball. And the vast majority of these guys are competing right now for playing time and being significant contributors, and they're all about the older guys did a great job bringing them into culture and teaching them. So really pleased. Last year's class, again, we set a record with number of freshman All-Americans, and this one may be as good or maybe better.
So now you've had a chance to evaluate. I'm sure you're in meetings all the time going through what you've seen. I know you've been very open about the fact that you're going to hit this transfer portal and going to hit it hard. Have you already started to talk to players? Have guys come to you that will be leaving or staying and going through that process?
Yeah, we've had conversations with most everybody. They'll continue throughout the day, and you kind of just go right at it. And some situations are very clear, and some maybe not as clear, and then all of a sudden some become muddy. But either way, I think it's not more complicated than just putting the facts on the table and making decisions from there. And sometimes they're mutual, and sometimes they're on this side of the table, and sometimes they're on that side of the table. But all in all, I think in the end, the decisions that are made are best for everybody. You just don't BS into it. You know, you go right to it.
Hey, so let's talk about some of these guys. This Elijah Lofton story has been one hell of a story. Starting at tight end, running around out there, playing, watching him catching a ball. Then he starts getting carries for you. Everybody's raved about everything this guy can do. Tell us about Elijah Lofton, man. We really didn't know that much about him before.
Yeah, just about at 6'2", 250, and he does a lot of stuff. You should see him playing on defense and watching him on special teams. He just all-out natural football player. You know, I didn't, you know, ever get to play with the crazy greats you play. Guys like Keith Byers, right, that could do it all.
Right.
And just line up where and do it. I mean, he can do that and more. And his value from just a worker standpoint comes from an awesome program, right, Bishop Gorman out there in Vegas. And it's just he's got unbelievable DNA, unbelievable competitive, just everything about him. So absolute stud.
Hey, we got a lot of, and I talk about this true freshman class that, you know, graduated early to come in so they'd have a chance to play right away and get their feet wet in spring football. I want to ask you about a couple of guys that are coming in, because the one problem this program has had, one of the biggest, has been getting big talented defensive linemen. And you have a couple of them coming in, and Justin Scott and Artavius Jones. But they weren't there for spring. How far behind and how much work will they get before camp starts to get in here and have a chance to compete and play?
Well, the good thing is that Justin has just finished up basketball season. So at 300-plus pounds, I mean, he's active on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being here. We know that. But whatever he's behind on, I mean, it's – Nowadays, you could do a lot to catch him up. It's not the same as being here in January, obviously, but you could do a lot to catch him up. And Artavius is currently competing, or just finished this weekend in the state meet for weightlifting. I believe he clean and jerked 345, which is a massive. I think his presses, I think his bench is at 420, maybe a little bit more. His back squat's over five. the right kind of guy. Now, again, you got to get in here and you got to bang it up, put on pads, learn the system, play with pad level, and take on these monsters on a daily down-by-down basis. But they are the right kind of guys. You wish they were here. Just going to have to ramp them up as fast as we can.
Let's talk about Cam Ward for a second. Has he been as good as you thought he would since being here and running things, his leadership, the throws he makes, everything?
Probably a little bit more than we thought.
Wow.
And an appetite to do more, you know. And I talking with him yesterday, it's like, we haven't played a game yet, so let's, you know. So, we all know what's up, what we have in him. Yeah. I think you saw bits and pieces of him. You saw a little bit in practice. He just wants to get better, man. He just wants to push the guys around him. He's an alpha leader. He's really about the team and just wanting to win. He's about winning, and he just happens to be uber talented and a tremendous worker.
As far as the backup goes for the quarterback position, I know you've rotated a lot of guys. You got a pretty good idea who you like, or is this thing still pretty open?
We have a talented room, you know, and all some guys do some things better than others, but we'll keep those guys competing, you know, throughout the summer and then in the fall camp, but certainly a talented room and some decisions coming down the line.
Yeah. So let's move over to wide receiver. Always a topic with you, Mario, since you've been here. Jacoby George and Xavier Restrepo both had really good years last year. How do you feel about this group, especially now that you got a couple of young guys like JoJo Trader and Nye Carr? I guess Isaiah Horton really seemed to have his best camp and also kind of took a step up.
Yeah, there's progress in that room. There's development in that room, and I'm going to demand a whole lot more of it because that position has to be the most selfless. It has to be the most team-oriented. So, you know, we've got to hammer that and drive that home, and we need leadership from that group. That's the bottom line. Leadership and consistency, and the best way to do that is to ramp up competition. So, proud of them for the spring that they had. Obviously, we have miles to go as it relates to all parts of the game because receivers have to catch and secure the ball and get up the field, but they also have to block really well. You know, they have to play correctly. There's a lot of things that go. They have to play special teams. You can't have a team where only the defensive players are playing on special teams. So everyone has to increase their snap values. So we're on that position really, really hard. They've responded well, and they're going to be expected to do more.
Mari, help me out on this one. We talk a little bit about this. So you've had two really talented recruiting classes in back-to-back years. So you got a lot of 4- and 5-star guys that are really good. I think we've seen it. I know they have to play to get better, and then because you want to win now, you're also bringing in the best players. So the transfer portal guys who are a couple years older come in and play, and you still want to keep those guys like, hey, you know, you're a big part of this. How hard is that between developing, you know, again, two of the most talented recruiting classes we've had around here in a long, long time, and yet you're out trying to get the best transfer portal players as well?
Well, I mean, the only way to combat the ever-changing, like, college football climate is just to keep bringing in the best talent, the best human beings you can, and let it play out on the field. The field's going to tell the truth. The film's going to tell the truth at the end, you know? And, I mean, I think you just put it in perspective. Our first recruiting class, they're freshmen.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Our second is on the way here, just got here, so they're making their way onto the field. Do you wish they were ready, juniors and seniors? Of course. That's what a program should look like. Top classes layered, you know, freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors. And we're working our way there. In the meantime, we supplement some of it with the transfer portal because obviously that was the biggest area of attack upon arrival was the roster. And roster overhauls and additions and betterments, they take a lot of work. And they take some time, and everything points, all the arrows are pointing in the right direction, man. It's really starting to fill up in the right kind of way. And, again, to your question, Joe, you just have to you cannot allow yourself to skip a year or skip a position on a given year because if you do, you can create a massive hole in a hurry, okay? I think that's been Miami's problem over the past several years, really, is you just can't skip years. You have to constantly, relentlessly, whatever comes with it, you know, departures, if a guy doesn't want to compete, if they feel they're behind, it doesn't matter. Just keep bringing in the best you could possibly can get because at the very worst, the best ones are on the field playing.
Yeah. And I got to ask you about the running back position. You've had a couple guys transfer. You had guys that are injured that aren't back yet. You've had some other guys that have been injured and just getting the rust off right now. Do you feel like you still need to upgrade that position or get more depth, or do you feel pretty good? I know you got a really special one coming in from St. Thomas Aquinas that everybody's raved about up here in Broward County. How do you feel about that position?
No, we need to keep making that position better and deeper, you know. And we feel great about the young talent, and I think it's important, like you mentioned those guys talking the other day about their time at Miami and their experience. And a big part of that was development, you know. And when you're a young guy, if development's a bad word to you, if development is like, you know, an offensive word, brother, football's going to teach you some hard lessons, you know. We got to keep developing. You know, we got to keep, adding talent there. We need to certainly bolster that position.
I know you've heard this. Everybody's going, hey, who's the next Reuben Bain? I'm like, you guys, what? Who's the next Maui Noah? And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know. I don't know if that's – do you expect more of that? Are you expecting that every year now to have two guys that from day one basically came in and played like they're getting drafted?
Well, the first thing is I expect our coaches and our players to challenge themselves, particularly both Reuben Bain and Francis. If you were that effective and productive and good as a freshman, you should be an absolute monster as a sophomore, right? No looking back at your awards, at all the write-ups and whatnot. You better be an absolute monster, and you better be a leader by example. Guys of that caliber in this class, there's some potential guys. That's hard to duplicate now, you know, and they came into a different roster as well, you know.
That's true.
So
yeah.
They forged forward, but they took them and they did it. There are some really there's some that are tipping right there. They're close, and probably this class in numbers has probably more guys that are ready to contribute now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was my take, just being out there about how many of these young guys, it's amazing, seem like they're ready to start playing. So I got to ask you, because everybody's going to be talking about the first day of the transfer portal opening up today. Can you give us some areas? I know it's about upgrading the roster. It's always about that. Can you give me some areas you're kind of specifically looking at out there as more players jump into it?
I think you got to look at the entire roster, Joe. I don't think there's any area on any team in the country that's not looking to get better and increase competition. And we bring that to our players. It's like, look, brother, if you in any way, shape, or form shy away from the competition that's brought in on a yearly basis, it ain't going to work. Every roster has 85 scholarships, okay? And spring football now is like NFL minicamp where you're over numbers, and you're trying to let the guys play and see who really fits your systems. And then at the end, who's got to go, who's, you know, maybe not ready to compete, who doesn't want to compete, what area can you make yourself better? Does a guy have to switch positions? You just roll. And then as this portal thing goes on and things pop in there may be some really, like, things that we can add to the roster that can benefit the University of Miami. And you know what, Joe? At the end,
yeah,
the only thing that matters – is University of Miami winning, right? That's the only thing that matters, is bringing people here that have the guts and have the willingness to work their butts off to win. This is not a one-man, you know, selfish operation. This is not about popularity, about clicks. This is not about, who's cool. This is about dudes that could flat out do it on and off the field at a really high level. And we have to inundate this roster with that caliber talent. And we're getting closer and closer, and there's a lot of progress. So all systems go, man. Attack this thing 100 miles per hour.
So Mario, I get this all the time because this transfer report, and I'll leave you alone. I appreciate it. I haven't talked to you, so I had major buildup for talking to you this morning.
I tried to get to practice. We had pads for you. We had bleach for you. We had
excited. You scare me. You really scare me.
You used to master that on wide zone with a backside cutoff.
Oh, gosh. Dude, you're too funny. Hey, so last question I'll ask you, the transfer portal. As these names pop in, what does a list come out every day? How do you keep up on the West Coast and, hey, such and such out of a Pac-12 school, old Pac-12 school is entering the transfer portal. How do you get to that list and be one of the first ones to get to a guy that's really special?
Well, there's two. There's the actual the NCAA website, which those things like they blip on there. So you got like an Android type human being sitting in front of that screen, just alerting, you know, hey, this is in, that's in. Or you get, you know, the comment of the post, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But the thing is, those don't tell the story. You know what I mean? Those don't tell the story. Which when that when something pops under that's intriguing, you do your homework. You know, is this guy going to class? Is he passing his drug test? Is he doing the right thing in the community? Is he competing on the field? Is he going into his weight room workouts and getting there early? Is he putting in extra time to learn systems? Is he a good teammate? That's all those questions and background checks that begins when those alerts come out. So. That's just the initial part of it, as well as the watching of the film. You know, now you can access player in college football on a system. So,
Mara, that sounded like the draft, the way you just said. That's incredible. Hey, Mara, appreciate it, man, very much. Thanks for spending extra time. Don't get mad at Cam. That was just me. I had way too much coffee this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We have more coffee on the way for you. Have a great one, Joe.
All right, thanks. Mara Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes. Head football coach joining us this morning. We've got a lot more. Jeez, we could have taken a straight hour on that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. But first, I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Doesn't matter, man, what day it is. If you're looking for something new or used and you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, it's time. It's time to find out why they are telling you right now these are the best overall products we have ever had for cars, trucks, and SUVs, especially starting with the big, comfortable SUVs. The Suburbans and Tahoes have added more space and a brand new look that everybody's raving about. The midsize SUV, that Traverse, with a brand new look coming out here soon. Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer are smaller SUVs. So much style and substance. It's perfect. Right down to the Silverado trucks. I tell everybody this about the trucks. It feels like they custom make Silverado trucks that are perfect for your lifestyle. Whatever kind of truck you need. Full-time working truck, family truck, or that unbelievable Silverado 1500. Whatever it is you're looking for, we got it. And by the way, they've never made an ugly Corvette, but they took it to a whole new level of sexy with this last one that just came out. Hey, go find out for yourself. You get some time. You're starting to look around. That lease is up. I promise you this, give them 60 to 90 minutes. You'll fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Time for a quick weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 72 degrees and a 3% chance of rain. Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Woody. And I want to thank Mario Cristobal for coming on. It's a crazy time in college football, folks. For all your schools, not just here in South Florida with the University of Miami. But today, the transfer portal opens up. The second window, I guess it is, called after spring football. You're now officially a free agent if you want to leave or coach wants you to leave or you. Boy, I'll tell you what, Mario made one thing real clear, Woody. If you don't want to compete, and it sounds like he's dealing with that because he said that over and over again. The message from Andre Johnson, Michael Irvin, and Devin Hester was, we didn't get handed anything when we got here. We all had to work our way into being great players at the University of Miami, now Hall of Famers. But it's not going to be handed to you. And if there's too much competition and you don't like it, this school's probably – Not for you, but boy, he talked about the noise and a lot of things. I got to believe it's not just a Miami thing. This is going on everywhere for everybody who follows their own schools that you got guys, right? Not too much competition. There's more guys in my position coming in. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go to the transfer portal. And, you know, you got people in your ear and you do it. Sometimes it's a good move. Sometimes it's not, but that's where we are right now in college sports. And by the way, the other side of this, Mario also has a chance to tell some guys, and I'm guessing he's had those meetings and say, hey, listen, man, you're not going to play here. You're just it's not going to work out. You're not going to be able to get playing time here with me. So if if that's okay, then you can stay. But if you want to go someplace and play, you might want to hit the transfer portal. And that's where you are, is he's got to get down under 85 scholar or 285 scholarships with everything going on. We've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to get caught up in. If you're bored tonight, don't worry about it, because playing basketball starts up out west. We're going to get a chance to watch and see what's going to happen. Golden State Warriors tonight, Sacramento Kings will play. And then, of course, the other game is the Lakers will be playing against the Pelicans, who I think had like one game better record. So they'll be playing in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, tomorrow the Heat and 76ers will play for the seventh seed. The winner will be the seventh seed. And the loser will have to play the winner of the other game between Atlanta and who am I missing? Atlanta and Chicago. There you have it. So we got lots of stuff. Also, Panthers will have to play tonight. I know Coach Maurice was on with us yesterday and said we're going to see how that game turns out between Boston and the Capitals. Well, the Capitals won last night 2-0, so the Bruins only have a 1-point lead over the Panthers, so they'll have to finish this out. They're at home against Ottawa tonight, and the Panthers are at home against Toronto. Who, by the way, the Panthers got a weird one, so does Toronto, because Toronto is a team they could be playing in the first round of the playoffs. Woody, what do they do? Did they pack for this trip to stay down here the whole time, or do they run back up to Toronto for a couple of days and then come back here and start the series, the first round of the playoffs? That's kind of a crazy one. And I'm guessing both those teams want to try to get that one seed in the Atlantic. So here we are, man. Last game of the regular season, and the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers are one point between them right now for the Atlantic. And crazy. 109-108. That's where we are right now. So going to be fun, man. We're going to have the playoffs, what, later this week, Woody? We'll have everybody starting up here. And for the Miami Heat, it's going to start here with this play-in game tomorrow. And it's the early game, so we have a lot of stuff to get to here. We got to get caught up. We went a little bit long with Mario Cristobal, but we have a lot more stuff coming up, including some Dolphins news. And boy, I'll tell you what, there was something to happen in the NFL that is going to shake a lot of things up. And what the Eagles did, we'll tell you about that when we come back here for the 7 o'clock hour. But first, before we do, I want to tell you about my man, Chev. I just tell you, hey, man, Chev. They go, who's this guy, Chev? He's the big man at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And I will tell you, man, he runs one heck of an operation. If you have thought about it and you haven't done it and you wait, because I know what happens. I used to do this. Oh, my God, the big one's coming. Call and get windows. Call, we need a roof. Oh, my God, why did I wait so long? Oh. Well, you don't need to, not with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. And by the way, we got some great deals going on for you right now. Again, when you talk about Loctite, you're talking about the best products, the best people, competitive prices, Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. I hope some of these deals will help you. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows is low as $6 per month per window installed. And roofing materials. Yeah, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever you're looking for, they can give you. And by the way, you got a leaky roof, man. You need to get going on this. Heck, you might want to do a combination package and get a great deal for yourself at Loctite right now. By the way, they do it all for you. Not only do they cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, but Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about it. You just sit back and go, oh, are we done? Oh, we're ready to go. Great work from a really good company out west here in Broward. They do fantastic work. I want you to call. They got people answering the phone all day for you to get you going. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Yeah, Chev's my buddy. Of course he's my buddy. But you're going to be impressed. I wish I could take everybody over there to see how they're all set up. I mean, you talk about structured and first class. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.